Again, tell everybody that I decided to take the class outside today and we'll have an outside session. So we're going to be on the beach. Hope you all enjoy that. And it looks like since we don't have everybody here, I think it's time for like a pop quiz. What do you guys feel about that?
Boo.
No.
Well, it's going to be an easy pop quiz.
I hope so.
We're going to be doing building a spaceship that goes to the moon instead of Mars, so it'll be a little bit easier. No, but here's what we're going to want to do is I'm going to want everyone to log into their IceCoder account. Okay? And you're going to create a new file. That file is going to be named quiz1.html. Okay. And I'm going to share my screen so you guys can see what I want it to look like. All right. And I know that you're driving, Devin, so I expect you to have 5 versions of this done while you're driving.
I got you, Craig. I'll do 6 to be an overachiever.
All right. Thank you. All right. So if you're all ready, I'm going to share with what you want, what I want you to do. And here we go. So does everybody see my screen? Of course you do. So I'm going to stop my video. So what I want you to do is to build a simple page. This looks very familiar to the Hello World, if you guys notice that. But I just want you to say at the top, hello, my name is M&M, or whatever it is. And this will be in an H1 tag, centered. And then I want you to build, make a little paragraph about yourself, or a sentence. Then in an H2 header, say interest, and you know, list a couple, at least 2 items in there, not on the same line. And then in an H3 tag, places lived, and you know, list the states or cities or something, so you have a couple things there. Or you could be sarcastic and say something like a house, an apartment, under the bridge.
Sounds good.
Just, you know, something. So basically all I'm looking for is the use of H1 tags, H2, and H3 tags, following directions as far as making the quiz1.html. That's basically what I'm looking for, being able to do a paragraph and some line breaks. And this is all stuff that we covered in lesson 1. Or, you know, for your Hello World. And I think everybody has done that except for Lax, because this is your first class. Correct, Lax, if I'm saying your name right? And then as you finish, whoever finishes, raise your hand, I guess, in the messenger thing, or speak up and say, hey, I'm done. All right, we're going to have, 5 to 10 minutes. You should be able to do this in about 5, but might give you a little extra time.
All right, cool.
Just give me 1 second, Patricia. I am just trying to open up. Okay.
And it is making my posture. All of my.
Craig,
yes.
The IceCoder password username is your first initial and your Oh boy, let me see if I log in.
Yeah, your first last name.
Yes.
And whatever password you chose or set up.
Thank you.
So part of this too is not only a little surprise quiz for everybody, but we're also, you know, making sure you can create a file, you can log in properly, and make a very simple web page like this.
I'm sorry, Craig. What should the quiz be titled? Quiz underscore one.
Yep, quiz one dot HTML.
Thank you.
And for those of you that want to be tricky, you could even start with your Hello World page and use that as a template to start the creation of this one. You just have to save it as a different file. Are you done with yours yet, Brad?
I just created my ICE whatever account, but I have this pretty much. You know, I have my HTML template that I use to start for.
Right. I didn't mean to put you in the spot. You know,
it's okay. I can do this one now real quick though.
You should be able to do this blindfolded.
Yeah.
So, yes, after you create the quiz one.html, what do you want us to put inside? Sorry.
Do you see my screen share?
I'm not. It's just showing blank.
Just what?
I'm just seeing blank. I'm not seeing anything on your screen. Let me see.
Does everybody else?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
For some reason, mine is showing as a blank. Not showing anything.
Let me try to re-share it. Does that help at all? Maybe it doesn't like, that's an Edge. I'll put it in Chrome, see if that helps you out at all. Tell me if you can see this. Is that any better, Delon?
It says Craig has started to share his screen, but I'm just seeing everything as I'm just seeing everything as blank, like nothing. I'm not seeing anything. Maybe I just need to log out and log back into this.
You probably in and out of the Zoom account would be what the issue would be.
Yeah.
Hey, Rupali, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I'm joined lately. Can you explain? Right now, we have to do this quiz one page.
Yes, that is okay. Right. Did you hear what the instructions were on that?
No, I just joined, and that time you're explaining you have to, that is the H1 tag. So can you repeat in short? Yeah,
absolutely. So Pauly, first of all, I'm taking everybody on a field trip, and we're having class out at the beach, if you can see my video.
Yeah, that's nice.
So hopefully it's warm for you. And so what we're doing is we want to log into the IceCoder, your IceCoder account, and you're going to create a new file called quiz1.html, and you're going to be using H1 tags, H2 and H3 tags. Up here, I want you to say, hello, my name is Rupali, in a nice H1 centered tag, a little paragraph here about yourself.
Okay.
H2, interest, put a couple things in there that, you know, at least two items that are interesting to you. Okay. And then in the H3, I want you to use the H3 tag here, places lived. And you can say states or cities or types of building structures, whatever it is, just, you know, a good, at least two items in there.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to have everybody, when they start to say they're done, I'm going to look at them, and we'll have about 5 to 10 minutes to accomplish that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Pete, I want to see yours as well.
I don't have a access to ICE Coder. I deleted by mistake.
It's actually, I sent it as a message to everyone, the link. You can click on that link and you know, create your own account if you so desire.
Well, thank you very much.
And remember, when everybody's done, whoever's done, raise your hand or speak up and say, "Hey, I'm done."
Yeah, Craig, I'm seeing your screen now.
You're seeing my screen now? Great. So yes. I was just logging out, logging back in?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So you want us to make a hello? My name is...
Yes.
I'm paragraphed.
So this will be very similar to the Hello World first page that you created with the H1 centered tag. We're going to add in a paragraph in here, H2 tag, followed by some items, and an H3 tag for places lived. And for those of you that want to get fancy, you can, you know, if you did some of the CSS, maybe you want to change the font colors or something, or do something like that that we covered. Those are extra points. And Lax, I know this is your first class. Anybody else's first class today besides Lax? And Lax, you want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from? Okay, maybe your microphone's not working. But if you can, Lax, go to that link sent in the message in the group chat. And I want you to create an account there with your first initial last name and a password of your choice, just to kind of get in there. How are you doing, Artie?
I'm doing good, great.
I figured you'd be done first already. You were done before we started.
I'm just getting some error with the style, so I'm seeing what it is.
Can I have the link? Hi.
Hi, do you not see it in the chat? I'll resend it.
Okay, I'm not seeing nothing.
There's a chat should show up. I'm assuming you have like the participants and the little mute and video. Do you see a chat window? It's actually the three little dots where it says more. Did you find it?
I cannot see nothing into my.
Okay. You see my window share? I hear wind or something. Somebody's microphone. Let's see. Nargis. Hey, Brad or Pete, can you help Nargis with some of her or their issues?
Yeah, let me see.
Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, what can, who am I helping? What can I do?
Do you see the group chat?
Yes, the microphone.
And from Nargis, it was to me. Here. Here was her message. And
the
that's the link there.
And then what do I do? It just says
I
want a link. It just says registration mode enabled. The password.
Yep, you put in your own password.
So do I have to log in or sign up?
I'm sorry. I was responding to another email. Say that again. Aminar.
Do I have to log in or sign up?
You have to log in. You sign up and log in on the same page.
Oh, I don't have an account.
You create it. Just right there, put in your first initial, last name, and create a password, and that will let you in.
Okay.
So, very nice, Artie.
Thank you, Craig.
But you used the same text I had.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I was just I was concentrating on the format.
You know, it looks like you need to, on your places lived, that looks like it's an H2 tag.
Oh, okay. But it looks similar, interest and place lived, the size looked similar. Okay, I'll change it to H2. H3, sorry.
Yeah, the H3 for places lived.
Okay.
All right, Tushar, I'm going to look at your code also.
Sure, I also just copied yours.
You just copied mine. What'd you do?
Not like it.
Did you view the page source? How did you copy it?
No, when I said copied it, I typed in exactly the same text as you have. So.
Same here. I also just took all the things.
Yeah, I just was not very innovative. That's it. But I tried to use some list and something like that. So bullet points and all that stuff. So.
All right. I'm going to. Do you see the source code I put up there?
Yeah. You just look at line 2 when you're done.
So basically what for is this was from the Hello World, the first lab that we did. I was looking for a P tag in here. And then an H2 for interest and an H3 for places lived. And using line breaks in here to separate these lines. I noticed already used paragraph tags, and that is fine also. I'm going to share that with you guys. Not to put you on the spot, Artie.
No worries.
But it looks like you have the same interests as me and you've lived in the same places as me. That's a coincidence. One of the things I do, let's see. So that is Artie's, view her source. All good. It's paragraph tags, some H2. I think you did change to H3. Yep. And you always have to reload. When you make a change like that, you have to reload the page. Now, see how that changed? So that's one of the key things when you're programming and changing what you're doing. You want to look at it. You have to reload the page so you can see the fresh content, because what happens is all of the browsers will cache the files or cache the website that they're looking at. And so did you see I had to hit reload in order to see the screen? All right.
Professor, Mr. Craig, my code just disappeared when I clicked reload.
Did you save it?
Oh, boy. All right. No, I don't think so. Is there a way to...
I'm going to look at Rakesh while you're doing that.
All right, let me do it again.
Okay, so thank you for telling me to refresh, because I didn't realize that I needed to reload to get this to work. So when I was doing the homework earlier, that was my problem. So thank you for that, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just little things like that aren't even in the I don't even think are in the book. But you just learn that, like, oh darn it, I made a change, it's not happening. And what is going on? What is the problem? And that's, you know, that's to reiterate, you know, the testing and how you look at your web pages. Rakesh, what is your folder? Is it this one? Yep. Quiz one. Oh, you got fancy, it looks like. You put in some LI tags, maybe. So you've been, that's good. Excellent.
My name is Carol McCune.
Excellent. You got a 93. I'm just kidding. Okay. Good job. All right. Who else? Tushar. Look at the Tushar's code.
Yep, that's me.
All right. Excellent. Bullet point states we did both.
Yep.
So, the page source here?
Sure.
Now, what you're missing is this is your second class, right, Tushar?
This is my second class, yes.
So what you're missing on here is the framework for the HTML.
Excuse me.
You did a great job on this, and you see how it worked, no matter what. But what you're missing is the doc type declaration at the top.
Okay.
That it's HTML5.
Okay.
You're missing the HTML language ahead in the body tags.
Got it.
Bottom, you're missing the slash body and slash HTML. So those are important to get into the habit of having those in there.
Okay.
But I know that you missed like the first couple classes, so it's we covered that and hit that home. But very good, and bonus points for doing the bullets. Now, I also noticed that you haven't done any of the other labs other than this one. So, did you?
No, I will get it done by next class. So.
Next class, okay. So you're gonna start with the first lessons. And get through as many as you can, try to get up through lesson five if you can.
Yep, I will try.
You'd be able to.
Yep.
Rhea, are you done or you're not done?
Yeah, I was done and then I checked it and then I realized that I did everything wrong.
Right, and that's part of it too, Tushar. If you had done a check code, do you remember the little check code on the ice coder? That would give you any errors, and it probably would have shown you that you were missing the HTML and the doc type, et cetera.
Can you refresh my memory? How do I check it?
Sure. Are you coming to... why is the password going? Was that you, Delon? I'm going to mute you. Yeah, I think that was you. Hey, Artie, can you share your screen? Because I can't log in.
You want me to share it?
Sure.
Sure, I will share it then. Oh, I'm not able to share. It says I'm disabled.
Oh, I forgot I have to do it every single time.
Okay.
There's a setting in here I have to change.
Oh, okay.
All right. You should be able to do it now.
Yep. Okay. So this is the way I did it. And...
All right, and do you see the red P tag down there?
Yep.
Well, the one up above it too?
Yep.
That's because you always have, there's a start P. I don't know if I can.
Oh, and so I think there's an extra one this here?
Yeah, so you had a double one in there. So you can just delete that one.
Okay.
But now if you go, just for example, go to File in the upper left-hand corner, say File, Save. Okay.
Yep.
And then over on the far right where it says check code, there's a little blue bar. It says activity.
Okay, got it.
And you check code and say, okay, that's what I want to check. Just hit the okay button. And then it says pop up blocked. To the left of that star, that one.
Oh, this one.
They allow. Nope, not there. To the left of the other. Say allow, and then you might have to check it again.
Yep.
Okay, so then now this will tell you all the different things that you need to fix, the errors and the warnings.
Got it. Okay, so this thing, yep.
And the part of the reason you're getting all of these is because you're missing the doc type and
all that. Okay. No, I deliberately didn't add it because I did want to see this thing. So yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Sound good? Okay.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Can you look at my card?
Yes.
1 second.
Go ahead.
Let me just save.
Who is sharing? Somebody's going to share now?
Oh, no. You want me to share? Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to look at your code. I was just going to look at it, right?
Yeah, just look at my code. You want me to share the page?
No, nope, I will go there. I think I will go there. I just needed to show. I had to see. Here, and that was who's was I looking at?
Elon.
Delon here, right?
Yes.
This one. You got a little fancy with your allies, also. One of the things this needs to be centered.
Okay. Text align. Header one, right? I did text align. Let me see if I did it right.
And then you need an interest in an H2 tag and the places lived. So you had the places lived. I don't know what.
Could you refresh the page? Because I made the change, but I did not. What do I need? Just refresh the page first.
I refreshed it. Didn't change.
Okay, okay. You want to look at the code?
Oh, you do have that. That looks like it should be centered.
Yeah, but I did it just before you went into it, though. So I don't know.
I think it's because you have this equals.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Here. It's supposed to be a colon, right?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I saved it now, so.
Hello. Perfect.
Now, how do you see it on the web page itself? How do you run it?
Run it
on the HTML page, on the browser.
Yes. In the upper right-hand corner of your folder. I don't know why. None of my passwords are coming through. I'll have to log into that. But there's in the upper right-hand corner is share your screen and I'll show you.
Share my screen?
Yes. Sure. Stop share.
Okay. I'm sharing it. Do you see it?
It says you started. Yes. If you go to your mouse is where it says go to line.
This is
right hand corner.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes.
On the right of there.
Yes. Pardon?
Right a little bit. There's a little magnifying glass there. Looks like a little
yes
on that.
Okay. Oh, see it. Thank you.
All right, great.
Like to build websites, text align center.
All right. How did you do, Rhea? Oh, Nargis? Oh, Nargis is good. Rhea, did you get yours going?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Let's go take a
Oh, that worked. Hang on a second. Hopefully I did it right.
Yeah. It's this one, right?
Yep.
That is the first.
Yeah, I think it. Hang on a second.
I have to save.
Let me Yeah, I don't think I saved it.
But you did do a good job of cutting some corners and just going into the lesson one, saving it as your new file, so that way you have your whole template in there, like you did.
Okay, let me try to check this again.
Hey, Brad, can you help Amit? I don't know if you can
Yeah.
together or not, or I can put you in a breakout
room. I could just direct message.
Okay.
Who am I helping?
Aminer. Yeah. Killed your name, I'm sorry. There we go. Awesome. Looking good, Rhea.
I was trying.
So here's what I want you to do, though.
Open your card.
Make this.
Open your card.
I'm listening.
Instead of making it a H1, put that in a P tag.
Oh, okay.
Similar to this, using a P, the start P tag and then an end P tag. And then
okay.
I want to use some line breaks. These BR tags are important. We use them all the time. And that will give you, that will bring these down, you know, music and laughing. And thank you for not just copying my interests and places lived.
I wish I knew how to spell too. Too bad this doesn't do spell check.
You have your own interests besides the teachers.
Yeah, I try.
I'm just picking on everybody. All right. Let's see. Messages. Who else? All right. Rhea? Did anybody else's code I did not look at? Yes, Lax. Are you having trouble with your microphone, Lax? Apparently, your microphone's not working. Pete is our tech support guy. He can probably help you with your microphone if he's still online. What do you say, Pete? You up for that challenge?
Hello, Craig. This is Ibrahim. Craig?
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Ibrahim.
Oh, yes, Ibrahim, you have
yeah, yours? Please, can you check on my Adelike, the first one?
Yeah,
that right there. Yeah. I only did my the first lab exercise.
Did you save it?
I only did lab one.
Right, I don't see anything in here.
You don't?
Yeah. Maybe put it out here. Okay.
Check the first one, Adelike, right there, the first, the A-D-E-L-E-K-E. Go to the top, the very first top.
Oh, here?
Yeah, right there.
All right, very good. You did the first, that is the first lab.
The first lab, yeah.
So if you can expand on that, and say, okay, hey, my name is, and try to make it look similar to this.
All right. Okay.
Same stuff that you have in there, you know. You're just going to add in some H2 tags, an H2 mm-hmm. tag, an H3 tag.
All right. Thank you.
Here's a sample of the code. I'm sharing the results here for you so you can kind of take a quick glance.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You are welcome. So who's next on the chopping block? It looks like Rupali.
Yes.
Is it just Rupali?
Yeah.
Good.
And look at you, you got all these lessons in here. Good girl.
They write $1,000 pay per PhD. So the red will contribute $1,000 from their side. So maybe $2,200.
Do you like to paint on the
1,200 divided by?
Your voice is cracking. Great.
Paint on the computer.
Come again, sorry. Your voice is breaking actually.
Yeah, I think it's well, Dalan is muted. What I was going to say is you like to paint and you like computers. What kind of painting do you do on your computer? Or do you?
Acrylic paintings and watercolors.
Nice. On the computer or on?
By hand, with the colors.
Real world. That is good to know. Now I'm going to look at your code here.
Yeah.
Is here? Should be
funds made.
And you have an extra H1 here.
Yeah.
You should delete this guy.
Correct.
And yeah, you have, and then you have an extra one here. So you should have this starting P tag should be. Mm-hmm.
You need that high directable.
And then this should have a slash.
Correct.
Good. And good. These are fine.
Good.
Ending tags, good. So you'll want to fix some of those?
Yeah.
And then you should also run everybody, you know, before you say your quiz is done, you should check code to make sure that you're not getting any errors. You have a green go. I'm going to give you guys one.
Have you seen
He's just not liking me. All right, Rupali, let's see. All right. Anybody else done over here? And how is it going with you, Brad? Screenshot.
Good. I was able to help Nargis, but I didn't hear back from Aminer. I got no response there, but.
All righty. Thanks,
Harold. Anyway. But I got my account set up on IceCoder.
All right, good. Did you do your code too, so we can show everybody how it's done?
Yeah, sure. You could look at it. I didn't want to get too crazy with it.
I know it's not a Ruby on Rails thing. somebody sent me a screenshot, Tanya.
Yes, I got this message when I tried to check my code.
You did not save it as a .html?
I think I saved it.
I'm actually going to share this so everybody can see in case they get the same message. So I'm sharing all of my window, and this is for everybody to see. So thank you for sending that over. And this is a good reason why, you know, we want to check our code and what we look for when we look at this checker. So if you notice in here, right here, it shows quiz one, but it doesn't show .html. So it's saying it can't find the file because it's assuming it's an HTML file. So you just have to save it as or rename it with the .html extension on it and try it again.
Well, I name it with this extension, is HTML extension on my file. It has this extension.
The one it checked is not.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you renamed it afterwards, or maybe you have two versions.
I have only one. Okay, I will try to do something.
All right. I'm gonna go back. And up. And also, for example, Brad, if you go straight to this link, then you can see all of the snippets and see the code just like what I'm doing here.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So here is Brad's. Oh, look at that. Fancy with the blue background and everything. He's trying to show everybody up.
I just wanted to do like two things a little different to show what you can add.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And what is awesome is you lived and have different interests than I do.
Yeah.
So let's look at Brad's code. So again, this looks very similar to everything else. It looks like he added in the body tag, he added a background color style. Brad also did the list items. Very good, Brad. I'm going to give you a passing grade. You get an 82.
Oh, thanks.
No, that looks great. And do you see how everyone, if you can see my screen, easy to read. He has all the necessary tags in here. His head tag is all indented to make it easy to read. The meta tag, the title is very legible. So not that it won't work if it's a different way. For example, I did mine without indent. See how much harder it is to read the code? But it still works the same. That's because the browsers are very forgiving. And the reason that you indent, again, this is difficult to read. And if we look at it, this is much easier to read from a programmer perspective. And it does not impact the page whatsoever for the web browser. That makes sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for participating, Brad.
No problem. I like to use list sometimes and style it to none to remove the numbers of the bullets instead of doing line break. Sometimes it keeps everything. It's just a different option you can do.
Well, absolutely. It's just that we had not covered list items and bullets yet.
Oh, we didn't?
Okay. No. That's in after, I think it's like lesson 7 or 8. And so what I was actually going to have them do as one of our quizzes in lesson 7 or 8 is convert their code so that it had list items instead.
Oh, cool. So some people are on like 1 or 2, some people on 3 or 4 right now, right?
Yeah, some people are on, should be on 5. And then some people that just started, you know, around lesson 2, maybe 3. And the hope is, just for everybody to know, is that by Tuesday, everybody has completed all lab activities through lesson 5.
Cool.
So that we can all be on the same page moving forward. As far as I know,
we don't have
any new students. Yes.
But I promise I'm going to finish all 5 this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a lot of good time over the weekend to catch up. They're relatively easy labs. The most important ones to do are the ones on Ice Coder, so you can learn to check the code and get all that done. Also, the auxiliary labs, which give you additional perspective and context around the tags that we're learning in these lessons. So I encourage you to strongly go through those as well. Also, if especially some of you latecomers, make sure that you watch the videos in the LMS. And everybody knows what that is, right? Gorgeous, you did something. I don't know what that means. All right, Narges. This didn't work. There's no HTML and there's nothing in here for this file. You probably won't be able to delete it. I'll have to do that for you. All right, guys. Do we have everybody checked in for doing their quiz? Anybody still working on their quiz? If you could raise your hand or speak up. I don't see any hands. I see Artie, you had your hand up, but I don't know if that was from before.
Oh, that was from before. I'll remove it.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Devin, while you're driving?
I'm okay. I have about 10 more minutes till I get home. I'm in Aurora. Well, passing off Aurora, Montgomery.
Okay.
So almost there, but it's great to see everybody's examples.
I remember that.
And play around with the heading sizes, I guess. Yeah, this time I forgot to proper terminology.
So thank you all for taking my little pop quiz. I know.
I have an error. I'm trying to insert something. Can you just look at it for one moment, my code?
Can you share your screen? Can I share your screen?
All right, 1 second. Okay.
So you're putting in that image tag. We are not talking about images yet, but can anybody tell them what's wrong with that? I know exactly. you can't point to
hard-coded, hard-coded the
You can't point right to that. And if you're gonna point to it on the web server, that has to be in your folder, and you have to have that image up on the server. So you might be able to upload it. I think if you go to file upload, that may or may not work. I don't remember if I disabled it or not. Does that let you upload?
Yeah, sorry. I was gonna create a folder called images first and then try to upload it.
Okay.
But let me just upload and see.
I would also just note to, like Craig was saying, try to avoid spaces in your folder names if possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's allowing me to upload, but I'm not gonna upload anything yet. I'm just gonna leave it blank for now. Probably do it later.
But that's good. Did you read ahead into the images, or you just saw somewhere how to use the image tag, or knew that before?
Well, I've done this before. I know how to use HTML. I haven't used it in a bit, but I remember how to do certain things.
Okay.
So great. I'm just playing around.
Excellent. And that takes us to the next part, the big part of this class. And again, I'm trying to give us some time for us all to catch up so we're on the same page on Tuesday, so we're all at the same chapter level, right? So now, let me share my screen again. And that looks good, Delon, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody for taking the quiz. These quizzes aren't graded. It's just to put you under some stress and to make sure that you know how to create the files, use the tools that we're using, and also reiterate some of the stuff that we've learned in the first couple lessons. So, you know, it's to me, it's, you know, everybody who's done it has passed with flying colors. Some of you need to make sure you check your code to find some of those errors, you know, that we saw, or why your page doesn't work, etc. When you check that code in the ICE coder, it will tell you, you know, when you click on this, I don't have a file open, so if I click on it, it won't do anything. But again, this gives you a good insight into correcting and the issues that are wrong with your code, so you can fix that on your own. So one of the reasons that I wanted you guys to show me your interest right here, or maybe your places lived, again, apparently a lot of you have the same interest of me that copied my page. But what I would like you to kind of think about is one of your portfolio pieces. And we're actually going to start on that. And what I'd like you to do is in here, you're going to say file, and you're going to create a new folder. And that folder is going to be called portfolio. And let's just call it portfolio one, because we'll probably have a different one later, or you'll have a real one later. So we'll just call it portfolio one. And you're going to save that. So now you have a separate folder in here. And if you all remember how important it is to keep track of your folders and your files, and you have certain files in certain places, etc. Now, one of the things that you do, and I think we in the book it touches on it, but I didn't really touch on it in class, and I want to do that today. If I go into portfolio, I'm going to create a new file, and this is a special file that we talked about. It's called an index.htm or HTML. And because I don't like to type so much, I'm just going to put in a HTM. And I say, okay. And also, I'm going to quickly type this in. Want to see how fast I type this in? Wow, look at that. I am so quick.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
This is us.
Anybody else type that fast? I don't think so. So now I save this file. I'm sorry, what? Cut out a little bit. All right, so this is a special file and a special file name. And I'm going to show you what that means or what it does. So if I come here, reload this, because I think I created a new account, student test or something, student 23. So now if you notice, I'm just kind of, I'm just browsing the web server and I'm able to look at and see different directories and folders. So that's how I was able to look at everybody's code and everything like that. But now in portfolio one, this new one I created, I click on that, it goes and opens that page up automatically. I don't get to see all the different file names. Does everybody see how that happened? And even in the URL up here, it doesn't say index one or index. It just shows the web page. Does everybody see that or notice that? That's what the index HTML does. It automatically, the web server, if it finds that file, automatically displays it.
So what does the tree structure look like if we're looking at the ICE, ICE coder?
In here?
Yeah.
Each of you guys have your own folders, right?
Yep.
I'm able to get into, so I'm able to get in your folder and see the lessons, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You put in an index in here, so please put an index. Because then I won't be able to access, well, I won't be able to directly access your files. I could still do it just because, but that's because I have FTP access.
Okay.
So yeah, you have a portfolio and you put that in here. But you notice it just shows me, okay, this is what's in your folder. There's nothing in there yet. So I can browse up to the next level. I can see your other files, etc. However, if there's an index.htm or HTML in there, it will automatically pull that up. You won't be able to see any other files that are in there. So that way,
okay.
You're looking at, because you don't want, when you build a website, you don't want people to have access to your folder structure, what's going on, etc. For the class, I leave this open so that we can quickly go through, you know, and see everybody's lessons and all of that. So that's why it's kind of set up this way. So as you add things in, it you know, it's displayed. So like the files that you've created here, tells you the date and the time, the size of it, shows this is another directory. All right. So now that we have a portfolio, what I would like you guys to do is, based on the knowledge that you have so far, or even the knowledge that you already know, I think was it Delon was already playing with images and stuff, in your portfolio piece, I want you to pick a topic that is interesting to you. So for example, I said that I like computers and technology. So those are something interesting to me. Maybe I want to create a page that talks about computers or technology or lists those things. Or maybe I want to have a page, just something that interests you on a personal level. Does that make sense? To everybody?
Yes. Yes.
I want you to start in your portfolio you know, start with an index page, or it doesn't even have to be an index page, just start with a page and start to play around with some things that you might like. And as we grow over time, when we start to learn about linking multiple pages, doing forms, doing JavaScript, you're going to expand that little website portfolio piece that you have started. Okay. And you'll be able to link to different places and kind of build up your page. Hopefully that makes sense. And that's what I want you to do is weekend homework. Obviously, if it's more important that all of the labs are done through lesson 5, so that's a higher priority. But if you do have the time to start your portfolio piece, now is the time during the class that you actually, you know, create the new folder and you can start to build a little website that you like. And right now it can just be a single page, very simple. It may even just be this page that we did for our quiz. You know, even if that's all it is, it shows that you have, you've tested the code, you've checked it, and this is, it's a page about you, even if that is what it is. So I want you to, play around with that portfolio folder and do things like that. Now, let me show you. I think I can show you, if I remember right. I don't know if I turn this off. Probably not. Yeah, guess that didn't work so well for me. I was actually going to show you some other portfolio pieces from one of my last classes, just so you can get an idea. But I can just talk through it. So for example, somebody was really into barbecuing, and he used to go around and barbecue on the weekends, got a couple gigs even. He'd been doing it for 15 years or something for friends and family. And he kind of wanted to make a barbecue page. So he described all about how to barbecue, the different kinds of grills that he has, how to do pork versus beef. So does that make sense? He did that. Another person was into 3D technology, and they talked about 3D printers and how to, the printer that they had and how they like to do that. So it couldn't be anything. There was other ones had... very into their daughter's school and her being a musician. So they made a web page and a little microsite for them about her daughter and how she's doing on the instrument, and even put little sound clips and video clips of her playing the instruments. So there's no set. It's all a personal thing that you enjoy and you are interested in. Any questions on that portfolio one piece? And like I said, it's not.
When do you expect it to be? Sorry. Well, I was going to ask you, when is it due, the portfolio one piece?
The portfolio, you will have a portfolio or multiple ones by the end of this class. So in January will be done. But what I'm saying is that now we're starting it, meaning you're just going to create a folder and you might have a single page in there. Or if you've done all of your labs and you're all caught up with your labs, maybe you have a whole 10-page website done. There is no time limit on it. It's just to get you started and thinking about what you want your portfolio to be about.
Okay, thank you.
Answer your question, Dylan?
Yes. Yep.
All right, good. Brad, do you have anything to maybe add to, I don't know what you did for your students, but how, you know, what were some of the ideas you had for a portfolio? And you understand what we're doing here is building, giving them something that they're interested in, and because hopefully then they'll be excited and, you know, spend all weekend programming. But, you know, so what are your thoughts? Yeah.
So I did it similarly. A lot of the students just had all their labs linked together. I didn't have this ICE coder, which is a really convenient feature, but the few of my students that were more advanced, I worked with like a group of five of them, and they just made a website of their choosing, similar like a portfolio, but some of them were, one was a photography website, one was like a little news website, one was a blog, and then the other ones just had a site where they just put their labs together, and I helped them with, basically, they all had their own different idea, but they just had to use the concepts they learned in this book. So it's almost very similar to what we're doing here.
Okay, great. All right. I was just trying to see if I can dig up any of their sites to show as an examples, but does anybody have any questions on you know, the portfolio piece that we'll be doing throughout? And again, it's not going to be completed by tomorrow or Tuesday. It's just to get started, start thinking about it, maybe put some pages up there. Obviously, you don't know how to link or do anything like that at this point. We're doing multiple pages, and because we're just doing the intro stuff now, we've done our Hello World, introduction to CSS, introduction to JavaScript, and how we use those things. So as we get into the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of you know, the HTML and further enhancements, you'll be able to really make that piece come to life for yourself. And it needs to be something interesting to you. That's why I don't say, like, I don't care for golf. I don't want to build a website about golf. So I don't have you guys all build websites about golf, because maybe some of you don't like it. I don't know. Maybe Rhea does. What do you think, Rhea? No? Go ahead.
I will say it is helpful to have an idea of what you want to do now, because when the things come up that you might want to do, like, for example, if you know you want to eventually embed your YouTube videos on your site, when we get to the part of the book where it talks about embedding multimedia, like embedding videos and audio on your site, when that comes up, you can be like, okay, learn this and then put it in your site. So having the idea, the general idea now, will help, because when anything comes up that you be like, oh, I can use this for this, you'll be able to add it. Even if it does seem like a daunting task now, just kind of have it in mind, because when the things come up, you can use them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we started so early, you know, just to get people thinking about it. What about you, Rhea? What do you think you'd build your site about?
So it's funny you mentioned this. I remember in college, we had to do HTML, and I was awful back then. I'm awful again trying to take this class. And we had to market something that we were trying to sell. So I'm kind of looking forward to going through this again, and everything. But interest-wise, it'll be interesting. I can't wait to get working on this. I realize after today's quiz that I have a lot to learn.
Right. I think you'll be fine though. I was just curious what you might start off with, and some people change too. They say it's going to be, you know, they have one idea now, and then like they start down a path and like, oh, well, something else interests me. So then they change it or add extra pages to go into that. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully that'll be a fun part of the class, and you know, keep everybody excited about it, because it excites me. That's how I learned. I learned a lot of it on my own. And it's like, okay, I want to do this. And I started basically when the internet started. So I was, you know, very excited about putting my resume online, because I didn't have to change it for everybody. It's like, here's the link. Just go there. I don't have to send it to you. So that was like one of the first things I did, and just had different interest in CAD and graphics, and didn't have Google back then. So if I found a good website, I wanted to keep track of it. So I had a list of links and things like that that interest me. And then it just grew to several pages. And I learned a lot because it's like, wow, I went to a site and they have audio playing in the background. How did they do that? You know, so I learned to view the source code and kind of pick apart where things were and get into the nitty gritty. Sometimes it's a little tricky. Like if you go to a big site like Amazon.com and you're like, well, how do they do that? They have so much code in there. It's hard to pick apart and find, you know, a specific thing. Like how do they put that image in there, make it mouse over? So I would suggest if you do that, you look around at a smaller site or a simpler site that's not as complex coding wise, because that can be hard to decipher.
So I was going to ask, you know how sometimes you can look at some of these web pages and you can go into like a developer mode. Is that what you mean by like looking at the source code?
Well, that is part of it. And since you ask, I'm going to actually show you something. I think I'm going to show you something. I just have to share my screen. Here we go. Share. All right. So if I go here, just for example, I know I spent a lot of time on this site lately since COVID. So, you know, it's a good example.
We just had Prime Day. So
so if you come in here and make my screen a little bit bigger. Actually, I'm probably, let's see. So here, I made it really big. And there's lots of things going on. So maybe I wanted to see, like, we saw that little thing swipe across the top, right? Or if I scroll down, there's a little bar here. I can scroll through to these shoes. Or there's an arrow, right? So say I didn't know how, even though I know how to do this, sort of. Yeah, I can. But one of the things you can do is view the page source. So you come down here. I don't know if I have to share my whole screen, maybe. I'm going to actually share my whole screen because I don't know if there's going to be a pop-up or something that you can't see. New share. And this just eliminates that chance. So I come here and I right-click and I say view page source. Now, if I look through here, you know, we just looked at our quiz, right? And notice top line always has to be there. And there's an English, the HTML tag, right? Also has some classes in here that we'll kind of get into. It looks like they're using, I thought it said Django. Quickly read it. They have some scripts that are going. But the thing is, if I scroll down through here, does that look easy to read to anybody?
No.
Even you, Brad? What do you think, Brad?
It's still pretty difficult. It's not really formatted in any type of ID, so it's almost impossible to make something out of it.
Right. But, you know, you could go in here and you do understand some of this JavaScript.
I mean, I could tell there's functions and what they do. I would copy it and put it elsewhere to kind of make sense of it. But I could tell it's, you know, it is calling some type of functions. It's interacting with, you know, but it's not easy on the eyes.
No, it's not very easy on the eyes. And if we scroll through here, you know, there's just so much crap in here. I'm sorry. That's a technical term.
That sounds appropriate for IT.
Yep. And so that was all this script up there. Then we get into things that we do notice or recognize. We have a title tag, right? Here's like a title tag. There's some meta tags in here. We know about one of them currently. These guys are used for search engine optimization, along with some other things. But there, you come down here, and here's another script. I don't know where the starting one is. There's the end of it. Here's some more script. So they're using a lot of JavaScript in here, but even with a lot of JavaScript, they do have the basic doc type, HTML tags, etc., because those are, you know, basically required. Here's another set of script. And notice, as part of our script thing that we've been talking about, is they've had multiple scripts in here. So that's the thing, it doesn't all have to be in a single script tag. You can have multiple ones on the page. But I scroll down, you know, is it easy to find those shoes I was looking at? Like, you know, I wanted to see how they were doing the scroll. That's all I wanted to check out because I thought it was interesting. So the point being is, you know, this is a very large and complex site. And so it's difficult to find stuff in here, even if you're experienced. So, you know, I would recommend you don't use a site like this, especially learning, to find the code that you want to look at or find something that's interesting. If you do like, and look over here on this scroll bar, we're only part way down. It goes down to, I don't know, how many lines? Some 3,050 lines or so of HTML and JavaScript. And these JavaScript lines, if you actually put them in a legible format, would be, you know, quite a few lines more. I bet you could easily expand this to 6,000 lines. So that's one way you'd look at it. Another way is, and maybe you would do this on a larger site, is do inspect element. So if I say inspect, now look at that. It brings up just that section of the code, right? So see over here where it's highlighted in blue?
Yep.
Yeah, so that is how, and if I mouse over these LIs, so that's how they're doing, is they're putting it in this LI, and then they're probably putting a class around it, CSS class. There's the class right there, class feed carousel card. And then now that you have, for example, you know this class is feed carousel card, you can actually, you know, when you... I'm not suggesting you do this now. I'm just saying there are ways to get into it, because now you know this class. You can go get the style sheet, search for that class, see what they're doing with that. So there are ways to do it in a larger site using the inspect tool. But when you just view the page source, you saw how terrible it actually looked. And one of the interesting things, I'll just give you guys a little tidbit, is say that there's JavaScript on the page and it's doing something. You can actually, if you find out the variables and stuff that they're using, you can actually come here in the console and change a variable information, and it'll refresh that page. You can't like hack into their storefront or something like that, but you can definitely, you know, break apart code and do things that are useful. So yes, the developer tools, which is what comes up automatically when you do the inspect in Google Chrome, are very handy. Do you have anything to add on, I don't know if you use developer tools, I'm assuming you do, Brad? But
yeah, I mean, I use that inspect feature daily at my day job. Almost all the time. The one thing I will say, if someone's using like a really overweighted WordPress theme or Joomla theme, there is just a lot of code that's really, you just have to sift through a lot of code. So using the inspect feature, if I'm trying to see how a certain menu or something's embedded or how something's done, I use that, find either like a class, an ID, or like a function that I'm looking for, and then I'll go from there. It's a great starting point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just brought this up because I know that there's so much stuff going on here, and it's not something I wanted to scare everybody with, but I was just showing you, like, you know, this is what a page can look like from a code perspective to put something together like this. And then also keep in mind, this stuff is all being pulled from a database, real time with stuff that's available, et cetera. So there's a lot of requests. I don't know if they're using XML, HTTP requests, but there's a lot of data requests back and forth between this front page and the back end to show these products on their page. So I think I beat this. Yeah. Little thing, right? Yeah, I heard somebody agree with me. So another thing, oh, lastly, I'll just say, like, if you did like, they don't have one, all of them, but if you did like the little scroll bar feature, one of the things that you can always do is look up, you know, JavaScript scroll bars. Do a Google search on it, and you'll come up with either stuff from W3 Schools, which is a great site to get information from. There will also be stuff on GitHub, but you can, there'll be other things, like here's 15 awesome JavaScript scroll bar plugins. You just click on and until you find something that you like or you want to use, and a lot of them will have samples and code and just, you know, set, you know, get you down the right path of what you're trying to find. So it's, Google is your friend in some respects. And W3 Schools has a lot of, I've referenced them many times over the years. Or if I forget some PHP code that I don't remember if it's this or that, do a quick search and it'll give you all the details right here. So I don't have to remember every single thing. That's the beauty of the internet. And here's my poor little page right here, right? All right. So any questions so far? We talked about our portfolio, the quiz. Any other questions? How about I have a question for Artie? What do you think you're going to want to do your portfolio on?
I would like to put my summary, and then I'll have a three tabs, which takes me to my works, which I do, like creating all the projects for the, with all these technologies. Oh. And then in a final page, I would like to have a contact page.
Very nice. That is great. That's excellent. Okay. Well, there we are on that. And we talked about the JavaScript console. Have you guys been watching the videos? Anybody that's been watching the videos, please let me know. Say something, let me know that you've watched the videos.
Watched lesson one so far.
Okay, great. And what did you think? Did it reinforce some stuff or?
Yeah, I mean, it was really, I mean, for me, it was informative, you know, because I know the book kind of gets a little dry. So it was nice to like read that and then just have that interaction, you know, read that and then just watch the videos, and like, you know, it does reinforce it, and I think it kind of explains it to me a little bit better using the you know, you watching the video.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. And how about the UCertify labs? Has anybody done those? Is that a no?
I was going to say, I've used it, and I think that's where I was kind of getting confused as to where I was supposed to put my lessons. But now I understand a little bit better.
Okay, great. Yeah, like I said, the UCertify is to augment our learning. They offer those courses on their own, You know, you can buy those courses and just take those, but that's all that you do is, you know, take those. And so, you know, we're working with them, but we also want to make sure we do our own labs and we can create our portfolios, et cetera. And we're, you know, the, I think some of the checking code and stuff like that, will hopefully get, especially some of the people that came in a little bit later, you make sure you check your code. You should be able to get caught up, without having to ask some of the basic questions, you know, like, why is it not working? Because I spelled something wrong, you know, like in here, it doesn't say title. It says, titly or something, or you have extra, P tags, et cetera. So, all right. Thank you for the feedback on that, Rhea. I think that's who was talking. And yeah, there we go. It's weird. I can't expand. I have the videos over on the right of everybody, but it only lets me see about four or five at a time. So I have to go back and forth a little bit. All right. So I'm going to go back to you here. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on chapter 5, obviously, because we had our quiz today and our portfolio. We got some, the new people have to get catch up. Rhea, excuse me. You're just easy to pick on because, you know, you're there and smiling. I can see your face, so it's all good.
No worries.
I'm trying to share the other screen we got going on. New share. Here we go. Share here. And here. So we have gone through, you know, all of these lessons, understanding some of these things. If you notice, we didn't cover, well, we did cover the semantic tags. One of the things that we did not talk about was commenting in HTML, and that is a critical thing. That was in the video, so if you didn't watch that and I didn't cover it, then you know, you missed out on some of those basics. But I do want to show you how to do commenting real quick. So if we look at our sample code that's in here, and of course this was just my sample quiz I put together beforehand, before class. So I cut and pasted some code and changed it around a bit. But one of the things is, say I did not want this to be in here, or I wanted to keep it as a reference. What I can do, that is the start of a comment. Do you see how everything turned to green after that?
Yes.
And if I come down here and I go like this, that ends that comment. So in HTML, we always have a start tag and an end tag. And this is the start of a comment. This less than sign, exclamation point, dash dash. Now, if I save this, the code would still be here, but you wouldn't see it when you actually viewed the web page. Sorry. Aminer, LMS is the learning management system, which is, and this is your first class. If you hold on, I'll get back to the LMS in a second. Let me finish this quick thought on the comments. So this comments out that line of those multiple lines of HTML code. If you don't do this bottom one, you'll probably get an error because it's trying to comment out everything, including your slash body and your slash HTML. So you always want to be careful to make sure you have the start and finish. And that's the way that you comment out code in HTML. And of course, CSS has its own way to comment, which we'll cover, as well as JavaScript. You can comment out. Sometimes, you know, when I'm playing around with JavaScript code, for example, I might create a function one, and then it's kind of working, but I know I can do it better. So I'll like copy that down and maybe call it function one old, so it doesn't get called. But then I can play around with a new way that I'm thinking of doing it. In HTML, I might be releasing, I might want to just comment and say, I might want to put something here and say, below are the interest typing typos, the interest that I like. So now this doesn't appear in the web page, but for myself or for anybody else, if you're working on a team, they know what that bit of code is that follows. So for example, when we were looking at the Amazon site earlier and all that code, maybe if I put a comment in there that said, this is the slider for the shoes or something like that, then it makes it easy for somebody else who's working on it or even for yourself to find out you know, where you had put a bit of code or put in comments for yourself. How do you use comments, Brad? Do you have any, I mean, that's how I use comments.
Yeah, I mean, I would just highly recommend almost all the students I taught to just get in a habit of doing comments on any like function or anything you're doing that's new or it's kind of like not obvious, whether it's for yourself or for a team that you're working on. Because any job that you have, any job interview where they're going to look at your code or potential employer is going to look at your code, it's just good practice. It's standard practice to have comments in your code. Especially, you might pull a website up you made like years down the road and be like, oh, I forgot, what is this? And it's so much easier to find. I mean, obviously like paragraphs or headers, but once we get into JavaScript, I would just get in the habit now of just putting comments of like this function iterates through this or this, just what they do. It's great practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in JavaScript. Do you use them in HTML at all? Also, do you comment?
Sometimes I use them in CSS when I'm doing something a little more complex. In HTML, not as much in my day to day.
Right. I'm just saying sometimes I comment out sections that you know, maybe need to be redone later or whatever. Client wants it off.
If there's something that's breaking the code where it's like I'm trying to do a table or something's not right and it's breaking the code, I'll comment that whole thing out until I'm finished it, just so I could, it still works and compiles and it doesn't throw an error.
Perfect. So those are some other reasons to use comments. So this is important to know how to use your comments in HTML. Any questions on comments? So it'd be great if you guys even practice using comments in any of your code, just to make sure you see and understand how it works. And then I'm gonna go back to what the LMS is, and that stands for Learning Management System, for those of you who forgot already. And for those of you that haven't been in the earlier lessons. So that would specifically be Aminur and there's two other people that I think were new. But this is the LMS. This is the system that you should have login and credentials to. LMS stands for Learning Management System. And I'm a programmer, so I'm a little bit lazy, and I like to use acronyms like LMS because it's quicker to say than Learning Management System. But that's just me. And this is what I refer to as this. And this is where our overall course is. And at the course home, at the very top, you can contact the Learner Support Center if you have any problems with the LMS or with your computer or accessing any of the material. They can help you out. Right here is the live class sessions, which we are in right now. And this link is always the same because they have the same idea all the time. This has the list of labs and activities for all of the lessons. And those are also, these are the book activities, which are also on the ice coder that we were using earlier for the quiz and that everybody's been using for doing their lessons. We also have supplemental lab instructions and lab access. This is for going into the UCertify content on the virtual machines. Down here, we have the home. We have our lesson overview, which, you know, if you guys go through and notice who this is.
It's Brad. I watched the video.
See? Very good. I don't remember.
We'll talk about after the PowerPoint presentation. You will see me again for a brief summary video recapping what we learned. Enjoy the slides.
And on top of it, he's also helping us in this class. So not only do you have his videos, but he is our guest speaker. Right, Brad?
Yes, I'll be making appearances and here to help.
All right, and so we've gone through lesson one, two, three is was an overview of CSS, and we went through and did all those style sheets, etc. And that's why it's important for you to do the labs and ice coder to make sure that we have all of these done and you're familiar with how to code these things, how they work. Make sure you get used to coding. And then I believe we went through lesson four, JavaScript, how it's used. These are actually in lesson five, which I'm not going to go through the presentation today, but it would be great as homework to actually watch these two videos. They help you out as far as understanding some practice with JavaScript and interactively practice with JavaScript. One of the best things to do is to use, I think they might reference a Firebug in here, or at least they did. We might have gotten rid of those videos that did.
Yeah, I think they still do as one of them.
But instead of Firebug, we used two different two other tools, and I'm going to share those with you. And we've already kind of talked about them, periodically over the last several lessons. So in here, not viewing page source code, in IceCoder, when you're viewing those, practice interactively with your JavaScript, there's two ways. Directly right in IceCoder, you can click on this JavaScript console. And in here, we can do a different JavaScript that they cover in the videos or in the book or wherever. You can just type JavaScript in here. You can define functions and run them interactively, etc. So that is one place you can do it. Another place, and I'm in Google Chrome right now. If you click on these three dots, I'm going to show you again. Down to More Tools, Developer Tools. And in here, we can do the same thing. This is also under Console. This is also a JavaScript terminal, if you will. And you can practice JavaScript interactively in either of those two windows. And if you want to be crazy, you could probably do it in both. See that? Just to add some confusion for everybody. And it would be great too, Brad, if you get a chance to try some of this JavaScript console in here.
Okay. Yeah, I've always used the one in Chrome.
Right.
But I'm gonna start for this whole course, this lesson, I'll use IceCoder so everything's available to work with and people can see. So,
yeah,
It looks really similar. So,
yeah, it's very similar and should work the same. The reason that this was on here was because some students, I don't remember what the issue was, but they did not even have Chrome. So they didn't have a Chromebook. I don't know what they had. They didn't have the Chrome browser, so they had no way to do any of those things.
So yeah, it's good that we're all like have this, are able to use the same thing, and you know, especially when you're setting breakpoints and stepping through, it looks like it will be the same. So that's good.
Yeah. So I was just saying, if you want to, you know, you'll give it a little bit better test than, you know, you can kind of put it through its paces.
Got it. Will do.
I say, guess what, Craig? It broke. I broke it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, everybody. So those are the two ways that you can do the interactive JavaScript. Remember, when you're saving your code in your lessons, always check your code to make sure that it's valid and you don't get any errors. You get this green bar. And this does a very good job of telling you, I think it does a very good job of telling you what your issue is. You know, if you're missing a tag or whatever. Sometimes it even gives you like, hey, if you don't know about this tag, click here. So it's a useful tool. Again, that concludes that. Not sure. And it's getting a little breezy here. I don't know if you see the waves behind me. But yeah.
Getting ready to surf there.
Brad, you don't have the bricks today.
No, I my dogs were being very misbehaved, so I'm downstairs right now.
Oh, good. All right. Any questions from anybody? Does everybody understand what they need to do over the weekend and by Tuesday? Or does anybody not understand? Again, if you don't have any credentials for the learning management system or LMS, you can contact me or Brad. I'll just put him on the spot. I'll let everybody have his email and home phone number.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine with me.
We could share my email and I give all my students my cell phone number, so that's fine. As long as you don't call me like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Anytime is good.
I am on Eastern time. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. All right. Tanya, Artie, Tushar, Narges, Devin, I don't know if you're still driving. Rupali. Looks like we lost some people. Either they got bored or had to go. Any questions about what the task at hand are or what you need to do?
No.
Yeah,
my call got dropped up in between, so I want to know the recording of this class so I can hear it from there, like what you told. Where can I see the recordings of the class?
I am still trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay, because my call, my internet got disconnected and I have to come back, so.
Yes, I know that I'm able, supposedly they're saved somewhere magically, but I don't have access to where that magic location is yet. However, I do save them when I remember to locally. And so what I will do is I will upload them somewhere over the weekend so that you guys have access to the classes, okay?
Hey, Craig, normally in the Zoom, it should be under your documents folder.
For local storage. But this is a corporate account, so it's stored magically somewhere.
Okay. No, but I thought when you record on Zoom, it automatically puts under your Zoom documents, and there is a folder Zoom, and underneath that, maybe it's there.
That's where mine are stored. You are correct.
Okay.
However, like I said, there are also other ones stored somewhere, supposedly.
Okay.
That you're supposed to have access to. So I'm going to try to figure that out. But in the meantime, I'm not going to rely on that information. I will put the recordings somewhere so that you have access to them. either on the feud site or somewhere. Okay, I'll have one central place for all the documents.
So one last thing, we have to be ready for lesson 6 come Tuesday, correct?
That would be my hope and goal, yes. And what that means to me is at a minimum, you've done all of the labs, the lab work, to get up to lesson 6. And to do the labs, you know, you might have to do some reading or watch some videos. So, yeah. And I think it's a doable thing. You know, this is early on, we're just covering basics, HTML. You know, we did the P tags, VR tags. Intro to CSS, how to do a style sheet, etc. So, you know, I think it's you could probably do it all within a couple hours, maybe, if you had that much time to set aside. I know watching the videos might take a little bit longer, but I think you can do it by Tuesday. I didn't share. I know I only got about 3 minutes, but there are some of the labs that reference images and things like that. We're supposed to use like an image or, actually let me screen share one more thing before you guys all go. Here's here, share. So, here, let me close this out. So I know that some of these, and then especially when we get into later material, when we start talking about images and stuff, there's certain images they want you to use. Was it this one? Yeah, for example, this page here, if you follow the code all the way through, there's actually an image tag in here that has this person on here. You can see the bottom. With that looks like a lady running. And one of the things that we did not talk about is how to backspace into different directories, etc. And what I've done is I've included, I'll have to reiterate this on Tuesday, I'm sure, because some of them dropped off. But in here is a folder called assets. And this has all of the assets that are used in the lab books. So all of the, when they say use a certain, you know, they're referencing logo.gif, for example, that's this file. So whatever the code references in the book and in the activities, they're actually in this folder here. So it's a little trickier to get to them than how it's listed in the book, because what was that? Three, was it this one? And which I don't understand also is we're not even talking about images yet, but they're telling you to do code with an image. Here it is. So like image source, da da da. They're introducing the image tag, but we don't discuss image tags until a later chapter. I don't quite understand the logic there, but I didn't write the book. But anyway, this here says image source, and it points to that file directly. However, if I do it over here somewhere, about right there, if I save this and look at it, and then look at it, what's going to happen is it doesn't show me the image. It shows this little, or do you see that? You probably don't see the pop-up, do you? I wish it would just read my mind and know to change screen sharing mode. All right, so I added in this image source code directly from the activity, right? I go to view it, and if you notice right here, it shows the alt information, but there's this little thing right here That's because the image isn't showing up. The image doesn't exist in the folder that this HTML page is in. But it is in the assets folder.
Do we have to point to that assets folder then?
Exactly. So the way to do that, maybe. Yeah. Let's see. Does that look right, Brad? I don't know. Save. Nope. I gotta say assets.
It's a little small on my.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
It's slash logo. I don't know. It'll either work or it won't. Let's see. Nope, didn't work.
What's the parent folder that does it need to be in any other?
It should be able to just backspace out of this.
Okay.
But it's in the root folder. I thought it was just a slash. Nope. All right, well, I'll have to figure that out. But the point is, I will tell you what this is supposed to be. And when you look at the code, the activity. So whenever you look at the code over here and it calls in a specific thing like this image source, you actually will have access to all that material, okay? And I'll tell you how to back up into that directory. I could have probably spelled assets wrong, I know. But I just wanted to let you know that the material is there and it's in that other folder. The other thing that you could potentially do is if you go here, you could actually click on the file that you want, or you could right click and say save link as. And you could save it locally and then upload it to your folder as well. So there's multiple ways of doing it. I'm just saying that this would probably be one of the better ways, because then it would be local to your folder, is to save it and put it in your directory. But I have to figure that out. What's the best way for you guys to do it? I think I know what's wrong. In another way we could do it is URL it, I guess. Here, nope. And this is actually one of our lessons when we talk about links. But there's what's called relative links and absolute links. You can see now how I have the image in there. What I've done is I've put in a absolute link. In your absolute link, and I don't want to go too far into it because we talk about links in another later chapter. And that's why I really go into depth on that. But basically, an absolute link is pointing to a URL. So you could point to another website image if you found an image somewhere. You're not supposed to, but you could actually put in the URL to that. I actually had browsed and just grabbed the URL because I inadvertently forgot how to make it a relative link for you. So was that big enough you can see it on your screen or not?
Still pretty small.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
I'm gonna stop the share now anyway. I just wanted you to know that the material is there. You know, images, they reference some CSS, things like that. Typically, you make your own CSS style sheets. You just have to name them appropriately when you're looking at the activity. So I actually gone over a little bit here.